Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe it is that time once again. Because there are certain moments throughout the calendar year that I, as a sports talk radio host, live for. Listen, I'm very lucky to have the job that I do. I'm very lucky to have the passionate audience that I have and the great people I work with and the support I have and all that good stuff. But the reason I might be getting a little emotional on you and a little sappy on you is, you know, these last couple months have not been fun. Now, let's get that fun rolling. Because we're all jobbed. We're all robbed. We all missed out on the NCAA tournament. But you know what was in the back of my mind? Once we hit April, once we hit May, I better come on that second Friday in September. And no, I shouldn't be back at school, as Rod Stewart once said. I should be doing what we're about to do. So enough of my poetic justice, because sometimes, you know, when you get emotional, you get a little off the beaten path. Let's get down to business. We're always down to business. It's now time for the world famous week one JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week. Let's get it.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
Win.
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this! So fired up to make these picks. Now, full disclosure, I'm doing the Capper Cup on Oddsharp. And I had to submit my picks yesterday. I actually had to make an audible on one of these picks because injuries matter. As you go through the injury report, you know, you lose out on two guys, and Denver was going to be my first pick. No Von Miller, no Cortland Sutton, so that game's out. So forget about that. Let's get to the five games I am going to pick this week. Let's start with game number one. I like the LA Chargers laying the 3 points on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think they're a great spot for the Chargers. Number one, Tyrod Taylor knows exactly what Anthony Lynn is looking to do. He knows that offense from his days with the Buffalo Bills. Then you take a Charger team that can get after the quarterback. And I think that is a recipe for disaster for young man Joe Burrow. And listen, we all saw Joe Burrow dominate the college game at LSU. Could not have had a better season. But I think there's going to be a welcome to the NFL type of moment for Burrow. I think the Chargers will be ready. I think the Chargers are going to hit them, and they're going to hit them hard, and there's not going to be a successful debut. I'm going to take the Chargers laying the 3 points, and it's telling. 56% of the tickets are coming in on the Bengals, and yet they still feel good about laying three out in all of these books out in the desert. I got the Chargers Not the San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers in game number one. Game number two, a battle in the NFC North between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. And I understand the Vikings lost both of the head-to-head matchups with the Packers last year, but I like the Vikings in this spot. Number one, the Vikings are a very good week one team. The numbers historically back that up. Number two, and if you've been listening to these shows all spring and all summer, you know my feelings on the Packers. I think they had a lousy offseason. I don't like their playmakers. I think they got incredibly lucky a season ago to go 13-3. And I'm buying the idea that there's going to be a whole lot of regression. And I think that regression starts right out of the gate. Whole lot of Dalvin Cook. Hopefully, Kirk Cousins. We get Sunday at 1 Kirk Cousins, not primetime Kirk Cousins. And I'll take the Minnesota Vikings laying the 2.5 in game number 2. Game number 3. Where do we go? We go to Motown, baby. And I feel like I should be pulling out some Motown. Maybe a little more of a Let's. Maybe a little Marvin Gaye. Maybe a little Stevie Wonder. I'm going to be in a Motown kind of mood all year with the Detroit Lions, who I took to win the NFC North. Who I took isn't over. So, of course, I'm going to take the Lions in game one against the Chicago Bears. I know the Bear defense is good. Stafford, I think, is going to be all fired up. First game back, coming off the injury. And I get my first chance this year to fade Mitchell Trubisky. I love it. And I also love the line movement in this game. Split action, 50-50 on the tickets. This line opened at 1. It got up to 3. It's now at 2.5. I got the Lions laying at 2.5. That'll be our play here in game number 3. Game number 4. Now, this was the substitution. This was the audible. I thought about going with Indianapolis laying the big number. I'm going to lay off that game. I'm going to give you a couple of dogs. We're going to be barking for our next two picks. I'm taking the Cleveland Browns plus the 7.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland, if you go back to last year, played Baltimore tough in both of those games. Now, I know Lamar Jackson in week one last year threw like 7 touchdowns against the Dolphins. But he also lost at home to Cleveland. New head coach. Focus Brown team. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to win this game outright. But I think there's a whole lot of value in taking the Browns, getting the hook. This line opened at 8.5. I see it now at 7.5. I'm taking the Brownies plus the points. Last but not least, we head up to Foxborough. And I'm rolling with my main man, Brian Flores. And I'm rolling with the Miami Dolphins right out of the gate because the uncertainty factor with New England is there. Cam Newton, new offense, not knowing the weapons. I wouldn't feel comfortable laying 6.5 in this game. I think Miami's a live dog. I think Miami can actually win this game outright. I really do. Because New England has had a major drop-off in talent. I think 6.5 is way too many points, but I might even be feeling frisky on Sunday. We'll see how I wake up. We'll see how the coffee kicks in. But last but not least, I'm going with the boys. Give me the Miami Dolphins plus the 6.5. Now, we got the Maestro's picks. And remember, nobody was better than the Maestro. Harris Allen last year was a godsend in making these picks. Harris sent his picks over. He will join us maybe a little bit later on in the year, but I'm going to have to narrate them. He's going heads up with yours truly. He's taking the Green Bay Packers plus 2.5. I am not a fan of that play, but Harris and I are heads up on that. He is taking the Philadelphia Eagles, laying the 5.5. Now, I like this. I didn't realize this. Harris and I are rolling together on the Cleveland Browns plus 7.5. I'm very happy to see that. He is also rolling with Tom Brady plus 3.5, and he will be taking the Tennessee Titans laying 2.5 on Monday Night Football. So for Mr. Maestro, Green Bay, Philly, Cleveland, Tampa, and Tennessee. Mike Fliegelman, we got to step it up. We got to get on the Maestro's level this year. So what is on the docket? What is on the card, my friend, for week one?
All right, yeah, we have to be a lot better this year. I have a little bit of overlap with both you and Harris in the games you're picking. Game number one, I'm with you on the Chargers. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, but you talk about an almost impossible spot this guy's stepping into with the offseason that the entire league just had. A rookie quarterback coming into play his first game. Not against a great opponent, but the Chargers are a solid team. The same way I would describe their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. He's solid. He's not flashy, but he can get the job done. And one thing the Chargers did really well last year was play well when they came to the East Coast, when they had to play at 1 o'clock. I think they roll with that. I think they continue that. Only having to lay the 3 points. This is more just an I feel bad for Joe Burrow in this spot kind of pick. So I'm going with the Chargers. Another game where I'm with you, a 3-point favorite, the Lions. Fade Mitchell Trubisky. I don't believe in the Bears at all. They were one of my unders. I like the Lions. Maybe not as much as you do, but I do like the Lions this year. So I'm going to trust Matthew Stafford in that game. They were pretty good last year when he played. Their season went into a tailspin when he got hurt. But even when the games they lost when Stafford was healthy, these were close games that they were losing. And they played 2 one-score games against the Bears last year. And those were Jeff Driskel, David Blau specials. So I think the Lions are going to be able to start their year with a win at home. I'm taking them -3. Game number 3. This is where I go head-to-head with Harris. I'm taking Washington +5.5. They played Philly really tough last year, week 1. And then week 15, they were playing them tough in FedEx Field. The Washington should have covered this game. I don't know if you remember this. The final play of the game.
I sure do.
Awful, awful backdoor cover for the Eagles.
And if I'm not mistaken,
fumble return at midfield.
You were on Washington that game, and Harris was on the Eagles. That's when you know it's your year, bro.
You're right. You're right. Harris had the Eagles. I had Washington. I'm going back to that well, though. Dwayne Haskins impressed me late in the year last year, and this is a team with a new coach. But Ron Rivera has obviously coached in the league before, so it's not a rookie head coach who has no idea what he's doing. If anybody can figure out how to navigate what these teams just went through in the offseason, getting used to a new team, I think it's Rivera. And again, I liked what I saw from Haskins last year. I still don't love the weapons that Carson Wentz has in Philly, so I'm going to take Washington. Game number 4, Ron Rivera's former team, the Panthers +3 at home against the Raiders. I don't love the Raiders, and I know the Panthers aren't expected to be a very good team, but I'm a big Matt Rule fan, and I'm a Teddy Bridgewater fan. They have the best player on the field in this game in Christian McCaffrey. The decent team in Carolina, at least on the offense, is still there. The weapons are okay, and I just don't trust the Raiders coming east and winning this game week 1 on the road. It's a tough spot. I don't trust them. I like Henry Ruggs. I like Bryan Edwards. That's a lot to ask of rookie wide receivers week 1 to all of a sudden have this rapport with Derek Carr after the offseason these teams just had. So I don't know if the Raiders, if they ever piece it together this year, I don't think it'll be week 1. So I'm going to take the Panthers and trust Teddy Bridgewater. Now, the fifth game was the toughest one for me. I have to go with one team that you already picked. Do I want to go with the Vikings and trust Kirk Cousins or your Dolphins and Ryan Fitzmagic in week 1? As much as I don't like the Packers this year, I'm with you. I'm going to roll with the Dolphins. The Patriots, not only losing Tom Brady, obviously that's huge. Kyle Van Noy has gone for the defense. He's on the other side of that matchup this year with the Dolphins. And early in the year, I don't know what we can expect from Cam. I'm going to take a chance with Fitzmagic week 1 and Brian Flores going into Foxborough again and winning just like they did at the end of last year.
I love it. Fleegs and I are rolling together on the Chargers, the Dolphins, and the Lions. So, Fleegs, we're either going to be off to a winning week or a losing week together. That's all there is to it, bro. That's that.
This happened a lot last year where we had a few games, although maybe we got off to a good week 1 start last year and it went into the tank after that.
Yeah, we want a good week 1 start this year. For me, Miami +6.5. Cleveland +7.5. Detroit -2.5. Chargers -3. Vikings -2.5. Fleegs has Fins, Chargers, Lions. He's throwing in Carolina +3 and Washington +5.5. And for Mr. Maisha, who was as good as it gets a season ago, Harris Allen rolling with the Titans -2.5. Tampa +3.5. He's with me on Cleveland +7.5. He is against Fleegs with Philadelphia -5.5. And he's against me, Green Bay and Minnesota. He's going with the Pack. I'm going with the Vikings. So there you have it. That is the week one edition of the Unlocks of the Week. Hopefully it will lead to a whole lot of profits for me, for Fleegs, for Harris. Hopefully a winning season for all of us. Let's sign for that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.